It is us,
and we're here.
And we're here, and that is the show. Thank you guys so much. Okay, the bit is over. At least this one. Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys today? I hope you're good. I'm gonna assume that you're doing pretty well, because this is a very one-sided conversation.
Quite.
And that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Anna, how are you doing today? Because we can have a two-sided conversation.
Correct.
So like, let's talk about a little check-in.
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little tired.
I'm sorry.
Today is my grandma's birthday.
Sorry. I was trying to say oh my gosh, and then oh my goodness wanted to come out. So then oh my gushness.
Oh my gosh.
Happy birthday Anna's grandmother.
I know. So I got to FaceTime her this morning.
Oh, wow.
And then my cousin joined the call, too, which was kind of weird because his birthday's tomorrow.
Oh.
He's turning 18.
Wow.
So he'll get to drink in the UK.
Wow.
I think he's excited.
Yeah.
He's also an alcoholic already.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
But other than that, I'm doing great. Had a good voice class this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just living life. How are you? How's your morning been?
It's been good. It's my Wednesday morning, which is my scene painting class.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get to paint for like 3 hours straight. And as calming as that is, because I really love painting, I also just get really in the zone when I am painting. So it's just, I don't know, like, now coming out of it, it's like I have been really, like, laser focused for, again, 3 hours straight.
For sure.
So I guess my mind is now a bit, like, scattered, because it's like, oh, now we're doing this.
Yep.
Now we're not focused, so
Correct.
That's a little weird. So I'll just say I might have a bit of a different energy for this episode.
Oh, wow.
Can't explain it.
Okay, ma'am.
But I think if my little intro gives you any sense, then that's where we are today.
Love it. And that's where we are.
That's where we are today.
And here we are.
Yeah. Where did we go today? Where did you go today?
Today,
we went to
Moon and Flower House, I don't know whether it's just Moon Flower House online.
Oh.
It's Moon and Flower House.
Oh.
Alas, here we are.
In Chinatown.
A cute little.
Cause we walk by it, like, it's on the way to, where we get our COVID tests. So I see it every Tuesday and Thursday, and I'm like, that's an adorable little stand.
It's really cute.
Also, I like moons and I like flowers. You put that on a sign, and I'm like, I'm gonna look at that sign.
And I like houses.
And we love houses.
Yep. So here we are.
It's the perfect thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really cute. And when you walk past it, you don't think that it's going to have boba.
I never thought it was fried chicken. Yeah.
It's really funny because I walked in and all I could smell was fried chicken. And I was
really?
Like, how is this going to affect everything?
I want to go get fried chicken there at some point.
I really do too. I was like, wow, this is an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come back and have another experience
mm-hmm.
soon.
Mm-hmm.
I will say before we start that the people were so nice.
Oh.
So kind. I got there literally when it opened. It opened up 12 today.
Oh.
So I got there and they were like, I was like, okay, so these two drinks, please. And, oh, do they have, you know, boba? And he was like, yeah, they have boba. I was like, awesome, great. And then I, you know, went and sat because they had a little seating area. So
mm-hmm.
I sat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's going to be like 5 minutes. I was like, hey, literally completely all right.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, we just haven't made the tea yet. I was like, of course you haven't.
Because you literally just opened. Yep.
But he was like, so sorry for the wait. I was like, absolutely not. I'm going to review this boba. Mm-hmm. And if it's bad, then maybe I'll say something about it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this was a nice experience.
Right.
It was so cool because I also was a minority, which, like, I feel like is hard to find. Like, I was the only white person.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, guys.
Right.
And people were speaking Mandarin. And I was like, this is so cool.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yep. Hey, guys.
New experiences.
I know. Yeah. I was kind of scared, but I was happy about it.
Okay, that's fun.
It was really fun.
I love to hear it.
Yeah. It was a nice walk, too.
Yeah, it's like a couple blocks.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah.
It's nice. Walking. Anyhow. Easy.
Also, that's exciting. We have, like, fresh brewed tea.
I know.
Ooh.
I know.
That should be good. Mm-hmm. You want to get into what the look of it?
Hey, for sure. If you,
yeah. I mean, are you ready to? Yeah, or is I'm there sure. anything else to add?
No, I'm ready.
Okay, because this is so cute.
This is very cute.
We were mentioning it before we started recording. We were like, we have to talk about, like, are we ready to talk about this? And we were like, we were ready to talk about this. It's very cute.
It is really cute.
It's doing what, I can't remember what it's called. Not the one that we reviewed last time, the one before, I think. The one where
Happy
I was like,
Woman?
No. Actually, no, it was last week's.
Ahsoka.
No.
Tito.
The one that I was like, minimalism, beautiful.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. The one where I was like, I'm obsessed with this because it's minimalist. Similar vein. It's like, it's a very simple, like, there's nothing much on the cup other than the little logo and a bar scanner thing.
QR code?
Yeah. QR code. What's the QR code for? Let's have a little look-see. Is it, like, their website? That would be really smart.
It is their website.
That is so smart. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I've never seen that before. Hey, very good. This little logo, their little character thing, is so cute. It's a little person holding a flower because it's a moon flower, and then eating a little piece of chicken. Also, the color scheme is like black and pink, which that is so cute. I love a little black and pink aesthetic.
Of course.
It is throwing me off, like, even just the hint of a tiny little bit, because the little, like, stopper thing is red.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is, like, this really cute pastel pink, which also yours looks really cute, because you got the strawberry milk tea.
I did.
So it's, like, the pink as well.
I know.
So it's very, like, pink. On brand, and I love the sight of that. Mm-hmm. I got a regular Earl Grey milk tea. I'm just having a very Earl Grey-filled day. What a sentence.
Wow.
Because I started off my morning with a cute little London fog. I don't need to get into it. But Tate has a great London fog.
They do Tate.
I'm not just promoting them because I work there now. Hey, I work there.
You guys can visit me.
But hey, if you're in Seaport, go to Pier 4 and I'm there on the weekends. Yeah. But anyway, they have a good London fog, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah. So I'll just say this is really cute. Wish it was matte.
Okay.
The cup is glossy.
I feel like it would be good as matte, too.
It would be so cute as matte. Wow. I'm just, like, imagining it, and it's a beautiful sight.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready to dive in?
I think I am. Hang on. Wait. I'm doing a little second of the day moment. So I need to get that ready. I take seconds of Okay. Hang on. Okay. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be. One second.
Okay.
Looking like a nasty mess.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Now I have to get picture ready.
Of course.
Of course. Okay. Of course.
Ready?
Yep. Cheers! I didn't get any boba in that. Hold up. I will say, that tea is lovely. Oh,
How do you feel?
What's going on with that boba? Oh, what's going on with that boba, hon? Okay. I never thought I would ever say this about boba. It's crunchy. Babe, it's crunchy. Okay.
I know, I'm a little worried. Because, like, looking at it, it's like... I'm not gonna say like flaky, but like it looks like broken up.
Bro, I'm shocked right now.
I'm really shocked too. I kind of really.
Wow. The tea is great though.
The tea is fantastic.
I need to like look at one. Hold up. I'm not even getting any boba.
Exactly. I feel like they're all like. Ew, Elizabeth. Okay. So is that not boba? Is that lychee jelly? Question mark?
Oh, it could be.
Which is really annoying because I said, hey guys, boba.
Because it's like clear.
And it doesn't taste like boba.
That's not boba. And also it's not like a circle. It's a little lump.
Ooh.
What? It might be lychee. Like, I'm thinking this lychee. Just isn't boba.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's really throwing me off.
Yeah, I'm kind of really...
Well, just by itself.
How does it taste by itself?
It's not that bad. It's
the
very...
Tea or the lychee?
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, the little...
It's not chewy. It's literally... It's...
Like a solid, like a...
It's... I guess it is like Jell-O. You know, like, it's not, there's nothing chewy about it. You bite into it and it just, like, breaks, but it's still, like, bouncy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think of, like, a fruit that it reminds me of.
I mean, if it's lychee, then lychee, I guess. Lychee is a fruit, right? I don't actually know. I think it is.
It reminds me of, like, an orange a little bit. And, like...
Not in taste, though, like in consistency.
Yeah, like in consistency. And in texture.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay,
wow. That, you know what? We've never talked about a piece of anything, wow. Like, for that long. This is really something interesting. Okay,
but TBH, taking just the tea?
It's really good.
Holding the lychee and just...
Like, now
that
I'm
fine.
Now I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
Like, I think we were just not expecting that, and it really was, like, not
okay,
a good
Mom.
Sign. But now that we're... Okay, Mom.
Mama.
Okay. But now that we, like, have identified that this is not boba, now I'm like, it's okay, but...
Yeah, it's just not what we were expecting, and we can move on for a little bit. And I can... tell you something really cool.
Okay, yeah, you said you wanted to tell me something
really
cool. Yeah,
okay. So, for the listeners back home, I have a subscription, a free subscription to this thing called Morning Brew, which is basically an email subscription. They email you each morning.
I didn't know you had this.
I know, I'm really cool. With the statistics of the market to see, like, NASDAQ, S&P, Bitcoin, Roblox. Like, what has gone up? And what has gone down.
Are you interested in stocks?
No, but I just would like to know about it. So, like...
Oh, okay.
Stocks.
Sure.
You know how it be.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they give stuff about, like, the public health, about, like, the economy. Sometimes they have sponsors. Anyway, so I was reading this morning, and one of the articles that popped up is titled... which I think is also fitting for the drink and the experience that we just had.
Sure.
The boba supply chain is drying up.
What do you...
The U.S. will run out of boba next week.
Excuse me?
This is an article written by Jamie Wild on April 13th.
What?
So, yesterday.
Like...
Savor the satisfying snap of an XL straw... puncturing a bubble tea lid this week, because next week the boba supply chain is drying up. The slurpable little tapioca balls are the last victim of a pandemic-strapped supply chain, reports the SF Chronicle. Guessing San Francisco, It's a lot to chew on. Big-time boba shop Boba Guys posted an Instagram video explaining that 99% of the U.S. boba is imported from overseas. Taiwan is the biggest supplier of pre-made balls, but even U.S. shops that roll their own pearls depend on tapioca starch from cassava plants grown in Thailand. And if you know a U.S. cassava farmer, And if you know of a U.S. cassava farmer, Boba Guys wants their digits, no cap. Zoom out. Global supply chains are still spazzing out from factory hiccups earlier in the pandemic, and it's affecting everyday life in big ways. Semiconductor chips and small boba. Looking forward, it could take a couple of months to regain a stable supply of boba.
What?
What if that explains what this is?
I know. Wait. I'm a little nervous now.
Whoa. That's so weird.
I know.
Wait.
I know.
Wow.
Anyway.
I don't really know how to respond to that. I'm just like trying to, is that real? Damn. Well, that would be a little bit of a problem for the show.
I know.
If that's true. I mean, we only
have... by next week, which is...
And we only have, after this, what? We only have two more places to go? Oh, yeah, we do.
I think we should be fine.
Yeah, but whoa. If that's, like, actually real, and if places are gonna run out of boba, that's really depressing. Wow. I wasn't expecting to learn about that today.
You're welcome. Would you like to learn about the stock market next?
All I really know about the stock market, to be honest, is based off of the movie The Big Short.
Oh.
That's a great movie, by the way. You know, about the 2008 stock market? Yeah. Stock market crash.
Cute.
And then, like, throughout the movie, they have other, like, random celebrities explain, like, aspects of, like, that they mention in the movie. Like, sorry, I flicked your camera. Not your camera, your computer.
Keep going.
Sorry. Like, they have, just randomly they cut to Margot Robbie explaining what a, like a double A thing, or like a, I don't know.
Battery?
No. It's like a type of stock, I think. Oh, okay. And she's like, I don't know, it's cool. She's like in a bath with champagne. It's like a bubble bath with champagne. And she's just like casually talking about this stock market term. And then they cut back to the movie, like it, because it's like a separate aside thing. And they do that a bunch of times. Someone else explains what a short is. Can't remember who it is. But yeah, it's really cool. I like that movie. One of the few times that I've liked Steve Carell. Hey, controversial opinion.
That's very controversial. I kind of hate you.
It's not that I don't like him. I'm just not. You just
have no taste.
I beg to differ.
That's what I'm hearing.
I beg to differ, but I just don't really gravitate towards the humor that he does. Controversial opinion. I do know. I have been described as someone who hates comedy, so I am used to this reaction. Yep. And that's all I'll say on the matter.
I don't even think I can like you anymore.
Really? It's not that I don't like him. I like him in his serious roles.
You don't enjoy him.
I like him in his serious roles.
I don't know how to feel about the lychee.
Yeah. It'll be definitely something to debate on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So hey.
I was just going to look up Steve Carell movies now.
Oh.
Specifically, There's one that he did, the Welcome to Marwen.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
I never seen.
But I want to watch
it. I heard it was a bit of a mess, though.
What about The Morning Show? Why?
Oh, I've heard The Morning Show is really good. My mom's watched that. Hey, that's good, though. I'll watch it eventually.
Have you seen Battle of the Sexes?
No.
Really good.
One of his more serious roles.
Yeah, he's good in serious roles, but he's also really good in comedic roles. He was in Despicable Me. Are you kidding?
Okay, yeah. Well, that's great. Despicable Me is separate.
That's, I think, all you know, Mom. That's a great. That's all you know, Mom. I'm going to.
No, it's I'm working on something that's very, very big, Very important.
Very.
When you hear about it, you will be very, very proud. Exactly. And then freaking Julie Andrews is like, ha, good luck with that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm out of here. And then she, like, kicks the punching bag because mm-hmm. she's in, like, a Taekwondo. She's in a dojo because she does martial arts.
Really cool.
And with the big-ass hair, the, like, beehive situation.
With the big-ass hair.
The big-ass hair.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Great. No, I like Steve Carell. Like, things with, like, The Office, I don't gravitate towards that. Again, I know, controversial opinion, but I don't like The Office. I said it. Wow. There, I said it. We can get into that. I have very random opinions. Do you want to quiz me on them?
Sure. I don't... Do I want to quiz you on them?
I don't know. Okay, actually... Oh, maybe? No, wait. Let's talk about that. What is a controversial opinion that you have? Mom, don't text me.
I don't think I have any controversial
opinion. Okay.
I was going to look up this or that questions.
Oh.
You know when that was a big thing on Instagram at the beginning of COVID? Everyone was like, shoop,
shoop. Oh, yeah.
Shoop, shoop.
Mom.
Anyway. A controversial... A controversial... Say it.
Me?
Yes.
Controversial. There you go.
Thank fucking God. Controversial opinion.
You must... There's something.
There has to be. There has to be.
Is there something of, like, because you're European...
I'm not peeing. I'm actually speaking.
You are, hey.
I'm not from here.
Yeah. So is there something like, that's like quote unquote American that you don't understand? We can start there with you. Do you know what I mean?
Something American?
Yeah.
That I don't, well, I've lived here for most of my life.
No,
so
I know, but like.
I don't think I really am.
No, but.
Well, it wasn't till recently that I, like, I'm not going to say realized Thanksgiving, but, like, where I'm from, Thanksgiving, everyone is just, like, awesome Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
America. But then, like, coming here to Boston, where it's a lot more liberal.
Yeah.
It's like, we're on stolen land. Remember that we're on stolen land.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, seeing everyone's Instagram posts, when usually I see, thankful for my friends, family, and all my friends and family, and thankful for my experiences on my, like, Instagram feed.
Sure, and now it's like...
Hey, guys, we're actually, like, send a text to this, send your zip code to this text to find out what land you're on. Like, literally, like...
Oh, okay.
I didn't understand
that part of it. Yeah.
And I'm happy that I do now.
Uh-huh.
That's not really controversial. I said it right.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, something controversial.
Ooh, love to hear it.
Breakfast. You need to have breakfast. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I agree. Breakfast, they call it the most important meal of the day.
For a fucking reason,
guys. For a reason. Yeah, no, breakfast is great. I may not, like, ooh, I don't know what I was gonna say. Like, breakfast foods mm-hmm. are, I think, among my least favorite foods.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean that I like it any less. You know, like, I will still always have something for breakfast. I wake up at, like, 11 o'clock, then I'm like, you know what? I'll just eat at noon, and we'll call it lunch. Like, that's my concept of brunch. Controversial opinion, I don't really like brunch.
Why the heck not? Why not?
I think, actually, at this point, it's more out of spite.
Give me the story. What's the backstory? What's your villain backstory?
I'm just right a now. Weird. I was a weird kid,
ooh.
And I am a weird person. So when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
I just had this opinion where I was like, breakfast food and lunch food are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, breakfast happens in the morning, lunch happens at noon to mid-afternoon, you know? So nothing should be in between that. Like, those foods don't mix together. Mm-hmm. That was just an opinion that I formed as a child, mm-hmm. I think, to make myself seem a bit more interesting. And then it's just kind of continued, and now I think I'd do it out of spite. I have brunch.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think that was something that I wanted to do, just to be like, oh, I hate brunch.
To be different.
Yeah, because I wanted to be quirky or something. It's weird, I know. I don't get it either, but I still, when someone is like, hey, do you want to do brunch? Before I say yes, because I always want to do things, because, like, FOMO. before I say yes, I'm like, really? Brunch? Like,
God damn.
But I will love it all the same. Mom, hey. Mom, I know you're listening. You're texting me a lot right now. I'm busy, okay? Thank you so much.
Mom.
Yep. yeah, that's another controversial opinion.
Love it.
The brunch.
That's a good one. Okay, so I've pulled up some this or that.
Oh, okay.
Questions.
Mm-hmm.
First one is, TV series or movie?
Mm.
I already know what you're gonna say.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Well, okay, what do you think I'm gonna say?
I feel like you're gonna say TV series.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I love movies. Hey, don't get me wrong. I know, love myself some movies.
It only says movie.
Yeah, but I don't I like TV because then I get to spend more time with the characters, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very sentimental like that.
She says I like characters.
I'm very sentimental like that. Yeah, because you get the characters have more time to develop. Mm-hmm. And a movie is very standalone, except when you enter in, like,
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, mm-hmm. where that's endless, yeah. And all, yeah, connected. It's like a really, really long TV series.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Movie. Sorry about it.
Yeah. Whenever I do, like, glance at whatever, if you're, like, not doing homework, you're usually watching a movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
I enjoy movies.
You're watching The Matrix lately.
I watched it one time.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
Hey, you're fine.
I thought, okay, well, you've, like, been in a very nostalgic moment, have you?
I don't know about that, but okay.
Okay, I'm just getting the wrong idea.
Okay, next one, are you ready?
Sure.
Delivery or a sit-down restaurant?
Oh, sit-down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like going out. I want to
not be here.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, queen.
Also, delivery, then, like, the food is colder, and it's, like, kind of been sitting in the thingy for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
Delivery.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you not want to leave?
I don't want to leave places. I like getting to eat in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I like... Again, it's something that I do. I watch a movie while I'm eating my food, and I go, this is great.
Oh, yeah, no, I have those moments.
Like, this is great.
When I was home, and then every time my parents would, like, go out, I would always just have a little movie night to myself. I would watch something on, like, our big TV in the living room. Make a whole, like, usually it would be a mac and cheese that I would then, like, throw in a bunch of shit to make it, like, gourmet or, like, fun and fancy. Ooh. Yeah, like, I would usually do, like, pesto mac and cheese. Pretty fire.
Wow, okay, Miss Mac and Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember a controversial thing.
Are you gonna say you don't like mac and cheese?
I don't like Panera Bread's mac and cheese.
Oh, we did talk about that.
Sorry about it, guys.
I don't know if it's a controversial opinion, but
it talks it up.
Well, yeah, because it's really good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Literally sucks.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
It's creamy and delicious.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
Okay.
Paperback book or an ebook?
Oh, paperback.
I was about to say.
Paperback.
Literally was gonna cry.
I think people that prefer ebooks are psychotic.
Here's the thing. Okay.
Psychotic.
I hate reading things on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I literally need to print it out. I need to print it out. I need to have a tangible object.
I should do that more.
That I can hold.
Yeah. Only today. I'm in this, like, one-act thing, and I don't really need to get into it. Let's just say I accidentally got myself into a one-act thing.
Because she's cool?
Because I don't know. But I've had this script for, like, 2 weeks, maybe even going on three, mm-hmm. and I have now, today, printed it out.
Queen.
I don't know why,
but... It'd be like that. I think that... Like, could not read a book on an iPad. I could read a book on the first edition of the Kindle, though.
Oh, my mom has that.
I had a first edition, and I was like, this is fantastic, because there was no light.
Yeah.
Show you a fucking picture right now.
No, my mom has one.
This shit.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. No, my mom has, like, an even older version of that.
Like, the one that had, like, the flaps?
I don't know about the flaps, but it had, like, the little, like, keyboard in it. It's, like, the keyboard... Yeah, there's, like, a keyboard in it.
Oh, okay. Little...
Yeah.
Oh, but it was, like, little buttons. This is one that I had. Okay, fourth generation. Okay, that's not the one that I had. Oh, actually, yeah.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that one. I think it was, anywho, like, even... Yeah.
But, like, no electronic screen or anything.
Yeah.
Could read on that.
Yeah.
Could not do...
Yeah, my mom got me a Nook, and it was the screen. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Sorry about it. I just would always want to, I want a tangible, actual thing. Also, I love the smell of books.
Yep.
It's a great smell. Don't know what it is, but it's a great smell.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
That's not even an opinion. That's just the correct
answer.
That's
just correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Summer, winter?
Oh, winter.
Okay.
Yeah. We knew that already. We knew that. Snow is a beautiful thing.
It is. Correct.
Okay, let's do, like, a couple more, because then we need to go get to...
Okay.
Country, this is fun, though. City? Oh, city.
Okay. Broccoli or green beans?
What? Broccoli or green beans?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna say green beans.
Oh.
I'm gonna say it.
Why?
I don't know. I like broccoli. Broccoli's okay. I think I'm trying to judge it on its own.
Like raw?
Well, like cooked, but like on its own. Like if they're both grilled. You know what I mean? Or, like, just both...
grilled broccoli. Yum. My favorite way.
Yeah, that's... My mom always does that.
Just, like, on the grill? Or, like, in a pan?
I don't...
With olive oil.
In a pan. But isn't that, like, grilled? Or, like, seared?
I don't know.
It's, like, charred.
Does she do olive oil on the green beans, too?
I don't know.
Add anything else?
I mean, yeah. Probably, like, I don't know. Salt.
Okay.
Other things. Like, the standard way to prepare these two.
Green beans. Okay.
I think I would gravitate towards it. But I like broccoli, like, in things more. Like...
Broccoli sandwich.
No,
that's
like,
all the time
no.
we have today.
broccoli and cheddar soup, broccoli and cheddar quiche. I love quiche. I love quiches. Quiches are a beautiful thing.
About a quiche.
I love quiche.
Okay, I've got one last question.
Okay.
Pancakes or waffles?
Oh, waffles.
Why?
Oh, it's actually very, it's very simple. So waffles, you can put like, they're very proportional in like their bite size. So it's like you can get your waffle and then you can put a chocolate chip in the little thingies, the little windows, and then you cut around the windows and then you have a perfectly proportioned waffle to topping. In this example, the chocolate chip. Or you can do a similar thing with the syrup. What is it called?
Proportional
and like
nice.
Yeah. Simplistic. Orderly.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love pancakes though, but
okay.
Waffles.
Okay.
I can tell that you have a very different opinion.
Well, I just
what do you like? What don't you like about waffles?
They just get really soggy. Really fast. Well,
like the bad ones do.
Well then, are you calling my mommy's waffles bad? I'll kill you.
Okay, and with that, let's get into this situation. So I probably got, like, maybe 15 pieces of whatever this is.
Oh, I just started drinking the tea. I was not having
it. Yeah, no, I was trying, but... No, I was trying to get it so we can still have, like, a ratio thing. I probably got 15 pieces, and there are probably close to, like, 30 still in here. So that's a thing to talk about.
Yeah. Taste.
Of the tea?
Yep.
Good. It was really good.
I really liked it. It was nice and milky, and it was frothy at the top.
But it wasn't it wasn't too creamy at the same time. Exactly. It wasn't too whatever. No, it was really good tea.
I really liked that.
Maybe, 5.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, it's a 5.
Sorry about it, guys.
Yeah. But the boba! It's not boba.
It's not.
So, I don't know whether to, they said that it was boba. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't, and I don't want to be like, they just, because what if they were actually out of boba because of this whole boba shortage thing?
Exactly.
And, you know, they were just doing the best they could with what they had. So I don't want to do that. But at the same time, what if that wasn't the case? And this is just, like, what they have to offer? Because then I can't really excuse it.
No. So then do we give them just
I would give this, a 1. I take that back. Honestly, after I got used to it...
Do we give it, a flat 3?
I would say a 2.
Oh, okay.
After I, tasted it, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good, but it wasn't boba. No. So it's, I can't put it on the same...
scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna... Yeah.
Okay. Boba to tea.
It's the shape of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't work well with the straw.
No.
So it's not a good combination.
Nope.
And there's a huge ratio. Mm-hmm. 1.
Damn, Shadi. Go to a party. Okay.
I said what I said.
Presentation.
Cute.
Really cute.
Really cute. Like, we talked about it. Yeah. I'll just get to a number. Either 4 or 4.5.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If it was matte, it would be a 5.
Yeah.
So, 4 or 4.5. That's your choice.
I'm thinking a 4.
Okay.
Overall experience.
Well, you had a great experience there.
I did,
And then this experience of drinking it takes those points down.
Yeah. I feel it's just going to be a 3.
I'm going to say 3 years. Yeah. Your choice if you want to do a 0.5. I would say 3.
I don't like seeing the residue.
Oh, yeah, because it's very foamy. Mine's very foamy. Look at this whole situation.
Looking at it.
Hello. Foam.
Okay. I'm calculating.
Okay. This was definitely a curveball. But hey, it's it keeps things interesting. So, I wasn't totally opposed to it, but, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
The final score for Moon and Flower House, or Moon Flower House of Chinatown, Boston, is... a 3.
Oh my goodness. I mean, yeah. That's kind of where I was expecting it to go. But not maybe that low, but wow.
This is sad.
It is a little sad. Is it in last place?
It is in last
place. I mean, that's kind of where I wanted it to go.
Okay.
And this, well, like, if comparing to everything else, yeah. But hey, if you're looking for a place to go, if you're not a like a boba, like the tapioca balls person,
yeah.
And you just like a, you want a good milk tea, this place.
This place.
Like the some of the best milk tea.
For sure.
Yeah, but
don't get boba.
Yeah, but like that's not everything that we're judging.
Exactly.
So that means that it's that's gonna affect it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Can't say it enough. Really good tea.
Yes, good tea. Good tea.
Good tea. Yep.
Yep.
And we have like 5 minutes before, you know, time.
Is there anything else that you wanna say?
I don't know. I don't know if my energy was weird today. Was my energy weird today?
I think it was fine.
Yeah. I don't know if it was any different. But my brain still feels a little fried. But that's okay. Isn't it fun when your brain feels fried?
Don't want to look at that anymore.
Yeah, it's just a strange sight. I wasn't expecting to finish this because it's...
Large.
It's very skinny, but it's large.
Yes.
That's a very bad innuendo. You don't have the context.
We're talking about
the cup of the boba. Exactly. I swear. But since there was no, I like barely got any boba, then this wasn't that filling.
Yeah.
So then I drank this whole thing. So that's really fun. I'm glad I did that. Yeah, and that's our show, guys. Wow, you're really affected by this.
I am really affected. I think I'm gonna have a nightmare tonight.
Of this experience.
I was really excited about it.
Yeah.
Excited about this little guy.
Still excited about the chicken, though.
Exactly.
Still excited about the chicken.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is a place that I would come back to for... Boba. Yeah. That's our show. Catch you guys next week. I don't know why I said it like that. Because that's where we're gonna be. Also, I think I just remembered that I forgot to upload the last week when you hear this episode. So I'm gonna have to do that.
Okay, queen. Go off.
But yeah. Super fun.
Awesome.
See you next week where we review, hopefully, actual boba. If it's not already run out.
Because... And maybe also some sweet waffles.
Oh, some waffles. Because waffles are better.
I don't think they're actual waffles, though. I think they're waffles.
Well, whatever.
Okay, then. All right.
No, I've seen pictures of them. They look like waffles.
They are waffles. No. I just don't know if they're actual waffles.
Okay.
They look like... Oh, those are actual waffles.
Yeah, those are waffles.
I thought it was the...
No. Oh, those are waffles.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, we're gonna go get sweet waffles tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Next week. Jesus.
Friday.
Jesus.
Oh, shoot.
I need to get... Okay, we're done. I'm calling it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time. Have a great week, guys. Okay. Bye. Bye.